So that's what last week, discussing the parameters of Echol Nefesh as they relate to Chol HaMoed. So we said, on the one hand, we're familiar with the halacha of Echol Nefesh as relates to Yom Tov. Basically, the halacha of Echol Nefesh is mutter in Yom Tov. But in Yom Tov proper, there are certain limitations. There are certain halachas that we don't permit. In Mishnah, at the beginning of the Masechet Beita, we don't permit harvesting on Yom Tov. Other halachas we don't permit on Yom Tov, even though they're Echol Nefesh. But on Chol HaMoed, pretty much everything is mutter. Not only is Echol Nefesh mutter on Chol HaMoed, but we saw last week that Bahamas and Daik, other Rishonim and Daik, different Gemaras spread out to the beginning of the first Pekel Ma'akotav, that even those types of activities that are usually associated with Big Hasar on Chol HaMoed, such as those activities that include Tircha Meruba, those types of activities which are Kiva Malachim and Moed, things that I could have done them before Yom Tov just as easily, all those things seem to be mutter on Chol HaMoed when we're in the realm of Echol Nefesh. Then at the end of the year, we moved out of the realm of Echol Nefesh proper into the realm of Machshiri Echol Nefesh, the Gemara tells about how they committed Ami to an Tana Ra, to this person who was an oven maker, they committed him to make an oven on Chol HaMoed, even though it wasn't Echol Nefesh proper, it was Machshiri Echol Nefesh. There was those preparatory stages that are necessary for Echol Nefesh, those are also considered to be mutter on Chol HaMoed, and we pointed out that even though it was Maisha Uman, he was a professional oven maker, and Lutir Chamaruba, basically everything's mutter. So at the end of the Shia yesterday, we ended up everything's mutter. Because everyone came back now. Within this week, we'll find out where everything is also. So basically, the starting point is that Echol Nefesh is mutter, Machshiri Echol Nefesh, but everything is mutter on Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, there is a cryptic statement of the Ramban concerning Machshiri Echol Nefesh on Chol HaMoed. So it's quoted by the Ramban. I think rather than quoting from the Ramban, it's like in this long, long, long Ramban that I put on the Mamakomus, the sixth Mamakom, but we're just going to show it in the seventh of the Mamakomus where it appears in the Ramban. So the Ramban writes that in the seventh of the Mamakomus, in Simin Tovkuf Mem Sivchas, in the second line of the Ramban, so it says on the second page, Mamakomus, dollar. Did you give them dollar? Because they wrote the wrong
number.
You mean
going by
the back
four? The back. Here. The back. Do you have on the back? Oh, that's no print? Yeah. Starts with no print. Starts with no print. It's my makom number 7. So not on this page. Not on this page. It's on the back. It's on the back. It's on the back. Number 7.
No numbers.
Which one is that?
Oh, the one on top. No print.
No print. No print. Sorry, so the Ramah, on that Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah says, "Mutal chadei sakin v'moed." The person was permitted to sharpen a knife on Chol HaMoed. The sakin shenishpa moed mutal asas acheres. If your knife broke on Chol HaMoed, broke the Yom Tov, one is permitted to make a new knife on Chol HaMoed. This is a quote. The Ramah is quoting from the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah is quoting from the Ramban. So the Acharon pick up on this phrase of the Ramban, the sakin shenishpa v'moed mutal asas acheres. The implication being that if it broke before Chol HaMoed and you didn't get around to fixing it before Chol HaMoed, then one would not be permitted to fix a knife on Chol HaMoed itself. And the Chara, this seems to fly in the face of everything we've set up until now. We've been saying until now that anything that's either Echol Nefesh or even quasi related to Echol Nefesh, Machshir Nefesh, everything is mutter. So if so, that everything is mutter, why should there be a limitation between the knife that broke on Yom Tov and can't just be a knife that broke from before Yom Tov? What's pshat? So come a group of Echelonim and say, the reason why this is true is this is really not a Chol HaMoed halacha, this is a throwback to Yom Tov. Namely, we know from Luchas Yom Tov that Echol Nefesh is Heptagomer on Yom Tov. What about Machshiri Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov itself? Am I permitted to fix a knife on Yom Tov? Am I permitted to fix an oven on Yom Tov? What's the status of Machshiri Echol Nefesh on Yom Tov proper? So come to the Gemara and the Machlokes HaTanan about this between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So the Chachamim hold that only Echol Nefesh itself is Mutter on Yom Tov. Machshiri Echol Nefesh, anything that doesn't touch the food, anything that doesn't deal, that's not the food proper. So anything which is just the preparation of the kalim which are used to prepare the food is called Machshiri Echol Nefesh. And the Chum say it's not Mutter Yom Tov, it's a deraisa. Do Machshiri Echol Nefesh. Comes Rabbi Yehuda and disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, it depends. Depends what type of Machshiri. If it's Machshiri, she'ef shalasos nubiel yom, I could have done it from before Yom Tov. So then Rabbi Yehuda concedes to the Chum that is prohibited in the Torah. If it's machshirin, which are ef shalasos nubiel yom, let's say it's a knife that broke on Yom Tov itself, or something that went wrong on Yom Tov itself, that's called machshirin yom nefesh ef shalasos nubiel yom, and Rabbi Yehuda holds those are mutter to do even in the Torah. So So how did Rabbi Yehuda come to this decision, to this compromise between certain types of machshirin and others not? So the Gemara quotes Pitzuk about this. The Gemara says, on the one hand, we have a pasuk that says, Hu levado yaseh lachem. Lachem means l'chol tzachechem. Lachem is a ribuy. Lachem is telling you that even if it's not l'chol nefesh proper, even that's mutter. On the other hand, the pasuk says, Hu levado, levado, hu v'lo machshira. Hu sounds like a miut. Who sounds like the Torah is coming to limit the heter of Rechol Nefesh? So what is it? Is the Torah coming to include, to expand on the heter of Rechol Nefesh? Or is the Torah coming to limit it only to Rechol Nefesh proper, not to expand it, not to extend it to Machshir Rechol Nefesh? So it depends. That's what Chazal understood, that it's Rasha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Hu v'lo Machshiro, that's referring to Machshiro, which Epshalat is Yom Yom, Lachem L'chol Tzachaychem is coming to include those machshirim which is Iyar Shalasas Migyal Jyom. So this is Shita Shav Yehuda in the realm of machshirim. How do we pass it in this machlekes of Yudin Nechachamim? So the Gemara in Beit has a strange psach about this. The Gemara says that Allah Havi in Marin Kane, that we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, but we're not supposed to tell anybody about it. Don't advise them. Secret, top secret. You're not allowed to tell anybody that's what we pass it because we're afraid that if you tell people that we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, they're going to be mezalzo, they're going to do things on Yom that they're not really supposed to do. Next thing you know, they'll do machshirim which were Eb Shalasas Migyal Jyom. The eager meek or do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda?
Maybe no.
So, l'chora, we perhaps now we can base on that din of a second day, so we can now understand these words of the Rabbah, this Ramah, in terms of the knife that broke on Cholamoid, in contrast to the knife that broke from before Yonder. If you remember from last week, the Rabbah told us, how do we know that Echol Nefesh is mutter on Chol HaMoed? How do Chazal know this? We have prices that say, Kotzer in the Moed, you know, everything you want on Chol HaMoed. So how do we know that's true? How do Chazal know? So says Rabbah, we got Chazal know. The Chol HaMoed. Not the Chol HaMoed, which is more common than Chol HaMoed, Echol Nefesh is mutter. So Chol HaMoed, and then I should Chol HaMoed. Of course Chol HaMoed is going to be mutter. So come a group of Echolim and say, since the whole Mokor for the Heter of Echol Nefesh on Chol HaMoed is coming from Yom Tov, so then it can only take its cues from Yom Tov. So if Yom Tov itself is a chilek, there's a distinction within Hilchos Machshirin, that some Machshirin yes and some Machshirin no, so Chol HaMoed, the same thing is going to be true. So Chol HaMoed is not in a sense going to be more lenient than Yom Tov itself. That's what one group of the Chorin of the Shabura quotes, who says that's exactly what the Ramban meant. That it's mamash a chilek me'ikir adin, just as a Yom Tov, certain Machshirin amutah, so to Chol HaMoed, certain Machshirin amutah. So comes the Mishtabura and says like Henry. Comes Henry and says like Mishtabura. Comes Henry and says, wait a second. When we said last week, the Yisrael to the Ramban, that Chol HaMoed is not going to be any more chomer than Yom Tov, did that mean that Chol HaMoed is going to be mamish like Yom Tov? That's what we meant, that whatever's mutter and Yom Tov is going to be mutter and Chol HaMoed, whatever's also and Yom Tov is going to be also Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishtabura, that's not true. We know that's not true. Proof positive that that's not true. There are certain malachas of Echol Nefesh, which attack also on Yom Tov, according to many even Midaraisa, such as Kotzer and Ma'amer, and any malachas before Lisha, before kneading, where in Chol HaMoed, those things have to go more than Bryce to the Farish. If you want an apple, you want to go to your backyard, you want to go apple picking on Chol HaMoed, have to go more. You can eat the apples, for sure, that's mutter. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, when the Rishayim said last week that Chol HaMoed is going to be mutter just as Yom Tov is mutter, they meant that Lakula, not Lachumra. They didn't mean to say that Chol HaMoed is synonymous with Yom Tov. They just meant, if it's mutter on Yom Tov, it cannot possibly be Asur on Chol HaMoed. It doesn't mean vice versa. It doesn't mean just because it's Asur on Yom Tov, it's going to be Asur on Chol HaMoed. It's like the first day of geometry. If the converse is true, the reverse is true, the contrapposite, and I never had to call them right. But the basic halal is very simple. No, math.
Converse is not
true. So just because, what was the cloud of Rishonim? Anything that's mutter on Yom Tov is mutter on Chol HaMoed. That was the cloud of last week. But it doesn't mean the other way around. It doesn't mean anything that's also on Yom Tov is necessarily also on Chol HaMoed. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that just because the din of machshir and Sheb Shalasas Yerod Yom is also on Yom Tov, doesn't necessarily translate to be also on Chol HaMoed. In Cain, says the Mishnah Berurah, so what's Pshat in the Ramban? Why is the Ramban the Ramban also misleading? Why do they say that Sakat Shenishba B'moyeh Mutal Asat Becheres? It comes to Mishnah Berurah and says, no, there's a new factor that's thrown into this equation. What's the new factor? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we have a klal that we spoke about last week. Mechavin malach to b'moed. Mechavin malach to b'moed means, guy, 3 days before Yom Tov, a guy knows full well that his field overflowed and he has to clear it out, or he knows that his field has to be irrigated, he's got to water, he knows. He should be doing it before Yom Tov. Why doesn't he do it on Erev Yom Tov? Because he knows, listen, I got other things to do today. Chol HaMoed, I'm going to have plenty of time. It'll be a good excuse. I'm going to have to wear Six Flags. I'll tell my wife and kids, what should I do? You know, I can't celebrate Yom Tov with you. I got to go back to work and go fix my field. That's called Mechavim Malach to Memoed. And the Mishnah says later on, the person is Mechavim Malach to Memoed. That's his disaster. And everything is also, even though for Ovid is also, if you're Mechavim Malach to Memoed. So come the Mishnah Berurah and says, that's the Pshat of the Saka Shenishma Me'er Yom Tov. It's talking about Nishma Me'er Yom Tov. The guy could have fixed it on Erev Yom Tov. He dilly-dallied. He dafka deliberately left it over to be fixed on Yom Tov. So then we throw a kenas at him. Then we penalize him and we say, Mechava, you're a Mechava Machim. And I'm a guy. That's going to be also for you. It says in the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Rishonim point out, as we already said last week, Mechava Malachim and Mayit is mutter for Echol Nefesh, let's say a guy doesn't want to bother cooking on Erev Yom Tov. He knows he's got more time for Echol Mayit to cook Echol Mayit. So even though Mechavim Malachim and Moed for Eichel Nefesh proper is Mutter, but Machshir and Eichel Nefesh, which are not Shalowah, which are not Eichel Nefesh proper, Mechavim Malachim and Moed and Machshir and Eichel Nefesh, that's also says the Mishnah Berurah. So what is the difference between the Mishnah Berurah's formulation and the other Echorim's formulation? Those Echorim, the Maimon Mordechai, the Mishnah Berurah quotes and disagrees with, the Maimon Mordechai said the reason why the Sakin Shenishba ben Moed is Mutter, but if it's Nishba before Moed it's also, is because of Machshir and Shalasos ben Beel Yom. The Maimon Mordechai compared this to the din of Yom Tov proper. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah disagreed with the Maimon Mordechai, says the comparison to Yom Tov is not accurate. The reason why there's a limitation on the Sakin Shenishba ben Moed is because of Kibbe Malachim and Moed. Might have to mean, at the end of the day, if it's Mishma and Moed, it's Mut. If it's Mishma be every Yom Tov, it's Usur. It's tremendous nafkamina between the two. Kibbe Malachim and Moed has a certain connotation of a negligence of a person who easily could have done it on every Yom Tov, but he intentionally left it over for Chol HaMoed. That's called Mechav Malachim. What would that look be? Let's say it was every Yom Tov, and the guy realizes that his knife broke. And he's got a little bit of time, he's got 2 minutes to fix it now. So he says, okay, you know what? I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to do it 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll put it aside to do it later in the afternoon. Then 2 o'clock in the afternoon comes, it's an emergency, happens at work, he never gets around to doing it. He says, okay, I'll do it when I get up at 5 o'clock. Comes at 5 o'clock, he realizes the kids didn't have baths yet. So he sticks the kids in the tub, he's planning the whole day to fix this knife. Comes time for mincha, the knife never got fixed. That is not called Kibbe Malachim B'Moed. Kibbe Malachim B'Moed means the guy was Peshaya, hidden the Yimuchim Zuma to push it off the Cholmoed. But that is called Efshel Asos B'Beel Yom. He could have fixed it. It was physically possible to fix it in B'Beel
Yom. This is your Menucha.
Oh, so that gets tricky because if it's not Echol Nefesh, then it's just for enjoyment. Enjoyment is called Tzarchi HaMoed, not called Echol Nefesh. Regular Tzarchi HaMoed are only mutter to do Ma'isa Hedyot, not Ma'isa Uman. It would be just an easy kind of a job that just gives you enjoyment. That would be mutter Echol HaMoed, just the enjoyment itself. But if it's a Ma'isa Uman type of activity, that's potentially going
to
be a problem.
So we go back to like the gardening. There are people who, that they live to Sunday or, you know,
they're doing it for tourist enjoyment, not for tourist to work per se.
I mean, it's like an art. It's an art
form. We're talking about the apple picking.
Because it has an Indian of just pure simple, like going on a roller coaster.
So we're going to talk about that. Now, where do you draw the line?
To wash your car, but not to fix the motor.
So get this.
Even purposely built it for that. Is that a similarity of like, if a person purposely does a daven, he can't be a mashlim.
Right.
What if he intended the daven and he realized that he didn't daven yet and he keeps on putting it off?
Right, then let's really forget. That's called onus b'machara. That's the whole discussion about that. Right. Is that called pesher? It's probably not called pesher. It's probably there would be tishlum for that, most probably.
But what the Mishnah Berurah invented here is knap. That's the innovation.
It's in a certain sense a knap. Right. So we have this Ramban, we have this Ramal, the Ramban, according to the Ramban says, Sakin Shanishba b'mayin mutalasa sacharis, the implication being if it broke before Yom Tov, it can't. The chlek is the Gdol Echor, and what's the nature of this halacha? Is the nature of this chiddush in the Ramban based on Rabbi Yehuda of Machshirin, which is Mamash Mikra, did, and therefore wouldn't make a difference whether he was Peshay or not, or is it based on the Mishnah Berurah, in a sense, watered down understanding of it? That's a very, very unique halacha. There's a knas, mechav malach to b'mayid. But if it doesn't meet the rigorous requirements of mechav malach to b'mayid, then the halacha wouldn't apply. But l'cha'ora, one could argue on the entire thing of the Ramban. Who says that the Tinder Ramban is right in the first place? Who says that a Satan should nishpa be every other is also? Who says that the Maramur Chazeres of Nishpa is right? Maybe the whole din is not true. Why would one think that the din perhaps is not true in the first place? So this is a throwback to what we spoke about last week as well. If you remember last week, we spoke about the Gemara in the second Beit of the second Perek that was talking about offering karbanos on Chol HaMoed, the Dharma Nidavos, and the Dharma Nidavos to be brought on Yom Tov. The guy wants to come to Mikdash on Yom Tov and bring a karban shlomim that he took a net that he didn't bring 6 months ago. So there's machlekes atzeron, can he do that? So one time it said, why not? You're shechting it, you're allowed to shechting on Yom Tov, you're going to eat the meat, so good, matzot. And the other time it says, no, you're allowed to shech for your own private purposes, but to shech for the Rebbeinu Shalom, l'chevelo l'gavola, to shech for a carbon, that's a problem. So l'chlekes atanoim. So comes the Gemara and says, even though there's l'chlekes atanoim on Yom Tov, but on Chol HaMoed, the Gemara says, it's ridiculous, Chol HaMoed, nobody could say that you're not allowed to offer a carbon. The Gemara says, hash the salute in Misaltina, and the Dharma Nadavas Mavaya. Resident in Eitza, that not that you're allowed to do the salad salute, which we're not sure exactly what that means yet, it's some kind of a malacha, that you're allowed to do, so kalachomer, you're allowed to offer karbana. So many of you should have interpreted the salad salute based on the government of Shabbos, means to chop wood. It means you're allowed to chop wood on Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to chop wood, so for sure you're allowed to bring karbana. So what does that mean, you're allowed to chop wood, and therefore you're allowed to bring karbana? So remember last week we said from the Gra, that obviously the karbanos that you're bringing on Chol HaMoed are b'toras, in a sense, kivim alach to b'moed. Means the guy could have brought it from beforehand. Why is he bringing it on Chol HaMoed? Because it's more convenient, because he's in Yerushalayim, he's off or whatever, so he's mechab alach to b'moed to meet the karbanos. And the Gemara says, that's okay. The Gemara says, mechab alach to b'moed, if a karbanos karbanos to Chol HaMoed is no problem, because madach mesalat salute is mutar, karbanos karbanos kam b'choymeh. So comes the Gra and says, really, you're allowed to chop wood on Chol HaMoed? If it's mechavim alachta b'moed, is that true? So says the Gra, absolutely it's true. You're allowed to chop wood on Chol HaMoed, even though it's mechavim alachta b'moed. You know why? Because it's echol nefesh. So wait a second, that's echol nefesh? Hold the phone for a minute, what kind of echol nefesh is that? You're going to eat the wood? So obviously you're chopping the wood in order to put into your oven, in order to bake your bread. So ein mechav machshim gold b'mizah. So notwithstanding the fact that the Hashta Salut in the Saltinan is not Echol Nefesh like the Gra led us to believe last week, it's really Machshir Echol Nefesh. If it's really Machshir Echol Nefesh, how could the Gemara say that you're allowed to do it even though, number one, you could have done it yesterday, so it's Efshel Asas revealed Yom, and even worse, it's a Shtekho Mechavim Alach to the Noyed, as the Gra himself said. So L'chora from the Gra himself, from the fact that the Gra saw in that one cryptic line, the Gemara of Hashta Salut in the Saltinan is Mutar and Chol HaMoed, the Gra saw that as the mokar that you're allowed to do, Eichel Nefesh on Chol HaMoed in a sense all circumstances, and that's not even real Eichel Nefesh, the first year Eichel Nefesh. So L'chora, that Gemara, at least the Gra's reading of that Gemara, the Gra saw that Gemara was relevant for our discussion, is against the Ramban. So not necessarily. We have to ask ourselves something we touched on a little bit last week. What are you chopping the wood for exactly? So you could chop the wood for one of two purposes. Either you could chop the wood for the purposes of making firewood in order to cook it, or you could be chopping the wood in order to make firewood in order to heat up the house. My nafkamina. If you're cutting the wood in order to cook with the wood, that's makshirin, because you're not going to eat the wood itself. But if your purpose is to cut the wood in order to heat up the house, so then that wood itself is directly providing you the benefit of heating up your body. We fall back to what we spoke about already before Yom Tov, about the Ritva. Remember the Ritva is yesod from the Sugya of Shaving. The Ritva said, anything that's Tzarche HaGuf is elevated to the realm of Eichel Nefesh. The Ritva went even one step further. The Ritva says, even Yipri HaGuf, even to make yourself look nice, merely getting a haircut, is called Eichel Nefesh according to the Ritva. And it really shouldn't have been totally Mutar and Chol HaMoed, except for the special Gzei, or Shalei Kanas Tamedal Shul Menuvel. But in terms of Malach and Chol HaMoed, the Ritva argued it's technical, because it's Eichel Nefesh, it's Tzarche HaGuf, and Yipri HaGuf, and Tikkun HaGuf, those are all considered Eichel Nefesh proper. If a person chops up firewood in order to heat up his house, that is not Machshir Eichel Nefesh. That is Eichel Nefesh proper, because I'm getting direct benefit from the wood, and my enjoyment, my feeling warm now, is considered to be as if I'm eating a piece of bread. So if that's true, that Salute in the Saltinon is talking about firewood for the purpose of heating up the house, then that Gemara becomes irrelevant in terms of our discussion. So at the end of the day, whether this Ramban is right, whether the Rambo is right, that Sakin Shenishbar L'Snei Chol HaMoed is also L'Asas Acheres, ultimately revolves around one simple question. What's Pshat in Salutim and Saltinan? A seemingly trivial question. What's the firewood and vase talking about? Is it talking about to eat? Or is it talking about to heat the house? If it's talking about to eat, then you see a raya brew from that gemara, the machshir and mutter, even though it's efshel lasas uvi'ad yayin. If the firewood or base of the second perek is not talking about eating, but it's talking about heating, then you don't see anything about machshir. The gemara is talking about echol nefesh proper, and the Ramban is v'mkremei oimeid. So at the end of the day, the Ramban said what he said. The Meiri Taka disagrees with the Ramban. The Meiri Taka holds that machshir echol nefesh mutter legamrei, even efshel lasas uvi'ad yayin. But the Ramah quotes the Ramban. The Ramah quotes the Ramban, and we pass like the Ramban. But it's not clear within the Ramban, do we hold the Marmon Mordechai's child in the Ramban that it's also Mikra Din based on Rabbi Yehuda? Or do we hold the Mishnah Berurah's version of the Ramban that it's only also because of the Knas of Mechav and Malach to Mimlai? Now, call upon him. Going back to our original Yisod, Ochol Nefesh is basically Mutter. If it's Ochol Nefesh proper, so then everything's Mutter. It's Mutter if it's Maisa Umman, it's Mutter Mechav Malach to Mimlai, no matter what, it's Mutter. However, there's one catch, that it's only mutter if it's done l'tzarech ha-moed. Ochol nefesh l'tzarech ha-moed is mutter, but not shelo l'tzarech ha-moed. So Shulchan Aruch quotes this, it's really a bright that earlier in my katan. So Shulchan Aruch in the ninth in the Ramah Kavos, right after that Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim, it's in the Tavkor Flam, in Gimel Sif Aleph, mutter l'tchon kemach l'tzarech ha-moed, you're allowed to, make flour, if it's l'tzarech ha-moed, Afilu kibim alach to the moed, as we said before, the locus eitzin, the mechubal atol sheikha, you're allowed to make, chop down the wood, and you're allowed to make beer, bain shal tamar, bain shal sa'orim, barley beer, probably we should limit the chalamoid sukkahs, mitzarech hamoed, everything is mutl mitzarech hamoed, but for shalol mitzarech hamoed also, that's an absolute given, that to do any of these kinds of ochal nefesh things, with shalol mitzarech hamoed is also, man, interesting shayla when somebody called me, wasn't a shayla, obviously it was also, a woman called me once that it was Chol HaMoed Pesach, and the last day of Yom Tov, I think it was the Thursday, and they were having a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, Rosh Hashemini, the day after Pesach. So I think by default, all the food was going to be kosher Pesach, just because practically you weren't going to have enough time to make chametz. So the question was, she had a lot of time for Chol HaMoed, so she wanted to start to cook. She had Monday, Tuesday, Chol HaMoed, she wanted to start to cook already for Shabbos, for the Shabbos bar mitzvah. So I told her, I'm sorry, that the Befer Shadim, that's in the Gemara Zinu Shulchan Aruch. But even though it's Echol Nefesh, but that was clearly Shulchan Aruch, Tzarech HaMoed, so I thought that was a problem. So if it's a Tzarech HaMoed, it's Mutav, after Moed, then it's going to be awesome.
It says, Ain't Tzarech
Lutzam, say. Oh, well, yeah, okay, we'll see what that means.
He wants to make chicken.
We'll see what that means.
That was the only
thing. Pot, right? Like my own.
No. Right.
Yeah. She's had like 50 years.
There's a choice using a small pot or making a big pot.
That's a rumor. No, I think she was she'll cook it Thursday night. She'll be able to cook it Thursday night all day Friday. She'll be able to cook it because she had more time on Tuesday. She wanted to cook the chicken soup and put it in the freezer. It was easier for her. I'm not sure it would have been. It would have been a double oven, maybe.
So would it been with a double of it in a negative sense, meaning that she would have to go spend the money, not that she lost the money.
Right, it could be that may also be double of it, maybe. So it comes with the Kivegra, it's interesting how aura about this halacha. It's like a strange thing we never would have thought about. I don't think it's on the Rambam comes, which the Rabbi Kivegra points out, when we say you're allowed to call a money, say for argument's sake, the last days of Yom Tov are, this year was a good example. The Shabbos and Sunday were the last days of Yom Tov and Chutz Laaretz. A person on Friday is going to cook. Now, a lot of people don't like to cook on Yom Tov. Sometimes people don't like to leave the ovens on Yom Tov. A lot of people like to do all the cooking from before Yom Tov. Good. So here, when you have the last day of the Yom Tov, Shabbos and Sunday, so the woman wants to do all of her cooking Friday afternoon. Maybe she's cooking everything for Shabbos. She's going to cook some extra things. Let's say things she's not going to serve on Shabbos. She's going to serve on Sunday. She wants to cook them on Friday. So comes to the Kedegar and says, what right does she have to cook on Friday for Sunday? Why? Sunday is the Chiyot HaShem Shagolias. You know, Sunday is a Safig Yom Tov, Safig Chol, in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously, let's say a person in Eretz Yisrael want to cook on Friday for Sunday, that would be on Sunday. That was in Yisagomash, that's a lot of Tzorech HaMoyed. So we in Chutzlar, it's a Nayeg Yom Tov Sheini. So we're knowing it, Misafik, we're knowing it, L'chumra, but we never pay Tilchus Yom Tov Sheini and turn into a Kula. So says Rabbi Kineka, well, how dare we cook on Friday for quote unquote Motzai Yom Tov? Sunday is Motzai Yom Tov, Midrash. So Sunday is already Yisru Chag. So what right do we have to cook for Yom Tov Sheni? Shouldn't that be a violation of the din of cooking Shalom Letzarech HaMoyim? So Rabbi Kineka, it's a Ha'ara.
Wow.
Quite a horror. So says in Kivegalo, Shamanu da Vazem, and I love the thousands of years of the Nerj, and the Shemi Chutat, Shamanu da Chumra. So what's Pshat? So come the Achorim and say, well, speak to Cheshvin. If you hold that Melechus Cholamayr is on the Midrabanan, the whole issue of Melechus Cholamayr, Hakam Mikukal is on the Midrabanan. So obviously this was the exception to the rule. Heimam veimamro. Obviously Chazal must have, when they formulated Yet Hasheni, even though we usually don't want to take Yet Hasheni and turn it into a Chumra, into a Kula, but here, the Stamal Yerushalayim, this way, the Stamal Chazal gave us the green light. It's Kach Nardav Hasheni, Midari Dari, it's the cook for the last day Yantav, Lo Shemana put the Pem itself there. It must be that Midrabanan they will not. Come a group of Chorim and say, what if it's Deraisa? What if Melechus Cholamayr is Tacha Asim Deraisa? So basically that means, based on the Ramban, we said the first weeks, ready before, basically said, anything that Shalom Tzarech Hayom is basically Yenisa Deraisa. So Bahadu Kushla Duchta. So some Achronim say, I think it's Meshabbos, even I'm saying quotes from some, that if you remember, right before Yontif, we mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch had a unique formulation of Melechus Cholamayr. Melechus Cholamayr, said the Sefer HaChinuch, is Asur Midaraisa, but it's in that funny category of Mamasorah Kosov El Lechachamim. It means that whatever the Chachamim say goes, the Torah gave the Chachamim a free hand in Melechus Cholamayr. Whatever the Chachamim Kaveh is Asur becomes Asur Midaraisa. Whatever the Chachamim Kaveh is Mutta becomes Mutta Midaraisa. It doesn't have to fit into any pre-existing deraistic category. It's not like the Ramban, which said there's a deraistic category called Sarah Chayom and Davra Ovid, as we spoke about the Arbichus before Yontif. The Chinuch says there are no categories in the deraisa. It's a green light to the Chum to formulate however they want. The Torah wants Cholamayr to be different. It's got to be different than a regular weekday. Leave the details to the Rabbanim to figure out what they are. So whatever the Chum says goes, and the Rabbi Shalom doesn't want the Rabbi Shalom, whatever the Rabbi says, I'm okay with. So come to the Chum and say, the Chachamim will misake that it's necessary for us to cook for Yad Hasheni. If you have to cook for Yad Hasheni, it's going to be Bizon Yad Hasheni. That's not going to happen. So we have to let people cook for Yad Hasheni. So we, in the power it's given to us by the Torah itself, to say whatever we want, even though on the love of their eyes, the Torah is not very Yad Hasheni. The Torah is Yad Hasheni. Yad Hasheni is Yom Chol. But Aval Bichayim, since the Chacham himself can tell, based on Hilchus Yad Hasheni, they're mistaken in such a way, so that impacts that within their eyes. So in Hilchus Cholamayr, if I cook on Cholamayr for Motzah Yomtiv, Motzah Yomtiv Sheni, that's in the Seder Aisa, that's doing a Malach HaShol Tzarech Hayoyim. But if I cook on Cholamayr for Yomtiv Sheni, notwithstanding the fact that Yomtiv Sheni itself is not a Yomtiv Seder Aisa, but it's covered by that clause of the Masorah clause of El Chacham. Who would have ever thought this? As Zal loaned the Shabshat in order for our wives to cook on the last day of Cholamayr to eat on Yomtiv Sheni Shabbos, who would have thought you have to come on to the Sefer Chinuch from the Sarah Kos Lachom, but that's the Chari you have to come on to if you hold that Melechus Cholamayr is in fact also the Midaraisa.
Is there a precedent for that?
For the Chacham
to determine whether it's a
Midaraisa? Yeah, that's the Chinuch of the Sefer. The Gemara has that in other areas of Allah. The Gemara has that.
Where you take a whole list
of all the Masorah Kos
Lachom.
You have a few of those. You have a few of those. There is one last limitation that was mentioned quickly about Melechus Nefesh on Cholamayr, and even though it's Mutta, yeah, that's true, if it's Shalom Tzorech Hayom, if it's Tafa Osor, so what about a person being Ma'arim a little bit? What about a person who's going to make us play games, and he's going to do some kind of a trickery in the halacha in order to say, yeah, I'm cooking with Tzorech Hayom. What do you mean you cook with Tzorech Hayom? So one way of tricking Tzorech Hayom is that you're going to cook a lot more than you need. So the person will have a family of five, so I need one pot of soup. So the guy's going to say, what do you mean you need one pot of soup? What if somebody wants 16 bowls of soup? I must make 25 different pots of soup. You never know who's going to get hungry. That's one type of halacha.
That will sound even on Yom
Kippur. No, only with karach, only with derach, only the same pot is mutter. So that's one kind of halacha.
When you say the same pot, does that mean if I have a family of three that I could make soup in such
right.
a pot?
Right.
I decide. That's right. I won't use that pot.
That's mutter even on Yom Kippur.
That's mutter.
Even on Yom Kippur. That's mutter. Yeah, it's a gemara. Very sure gemara. So that's one type of haram that if you're doing different pots and it's a joke, you really don't need that much. That's one type of haram. Then you have another kind of haram. I have plenty of food in the house. I have plenty of food to eat a cholam. I have no problem stacked up. But what? I want to cook after Yom Tov. So what do? So I start cooking now and saying, listen, I want to eat this fresh fruit now on cholam. Then after I have the fresh fruit, I say, you know what? I don't really need this fresh fruit. I'll stick the fresh fruit in the freezer for the bar mitzvah. And I'll eat the old food now. So it's also a harama. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, and the Rishonim, what types of haramas are mutter, if any. So some Rishonim asking that all kind of haramas are off limits. Finished, you're not allowed to do any kind of harama whatsoever. And the other Rishonim who differentiate perhaps certain types of haramas are mutter, the other ones still bad, etc. But as a general rule, putting aside the harama issue, as a general rule, the basic halacha is that oichal nefesh is mutter l'tzarech hayom. We're very, very nekel l'tzarech hayom. But once it becomes slow l'tzarech hayom, then we become very, very machmar.
Is it having to do with the possibility that